Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, thanks for listening. It's Hope Day. Thank you, Brent. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. Your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. I have some good news and I have some bad news.
All right.
The good news is that the season finale of Survivor is on tonight. Woo! The bad news is it's 3 hours long. That's not the real bad news. It's just, you know, it's great that it's on tonight. I thought it'd set us up with something good. The bad news is that somebody that the kids are not going to know has died.
This is a guy that I loved.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And there are very few. We've talked about this. I didn't watch a lot of TV as a young person,
right?
But I watched the Carol Burnett Show.
Hell yeah!
And I loved those guys. Their skits were
so dumb and irreverent at times, but also captivating and smart in a way that
pure joy.
Nothing else. Yeah, I loved
they
the
cracked
Carol
each
Burnett
other
show.
Up. They were having the best time. Harvey Korman could never keep a damn straight face. I loved them.
So the person in question is Tim Conway, who is and he's done a million other things. In fact, actually, kids, you might know him. He was actually the voice of on SpongeBob Bob's SquarePants. He was Barnacle Boy. There was and actually
I didn't know that.
What's really funny is that he was on McHale's Navy from 62 to 66. And remember, Ernest Borgnine was the star of that show. I don't know if you'd remember that.
I remember that show. But, yeah.
So they were sort of a team on that show. And Barnacle Boy was the sidekick to Mermaid Man. And Mermaid Man was played by Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, and neat. So they were doing that
for the old people.
Sure.
I was like, hey, it's like McHale's Navy all over again. So Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show died yesterday morning. He was 85 years old. He'd been suffering from dementia and was unable to speak after undergoing brain surgery last September.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so he didn't have a great last couple years here. Mm. So his first big break was the sitcom McHale's Navy, which I guess I only ever saw in reruns because it, or maybe he was only on it until 66 and it ran long after that, but and they would reunite years later as the voices of Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob SquarePants. But it was the Carol Burnett Show that made him a superstar. Though that group of people on that show was just, I mean, it's once in a lifetime. It's a lightning strike, you know? They did seem, I mean, who knows what was happening behind the scenes. I'm sure everybody had their tiffs with this person or that person, but they actually seemed to get a kick out of each other. And that was what I loved about that show. It came across. It didn't matter how dumb the skit was. Carol couldn't keep, you know, her face is twitching, trying not to laugh. And Tim Conway was actually great at keeping a straight face. Like he would put himself into these stupid characters and just commit fully. And me and the whole rest of the cast is busting up around him. So the funniest part for me this morning, let me ask you this, Bryn. Were you familiar with Tim Conway before this morning?
I've heard the name, but no, not really. I mean,
and so you never watched any Carol Burnett?
I did not.
So this morning, he's looking through clips and pulling. I said, look, there's a bunch of links here. Like, go through, find something that'll work on the radio. And it was joy for me to hear him cackling.
He's watching him and laughing. That wouldn't transfer, I don't think, but I remember it to this day. This wasn't something we had DVR'd. You didn't
get to
rewatch it.
You had to sit down and watch it.
And then it was over.
Right.
And I didn't catch this stuff in reruns either. But it's the dentist one where he novocaines his whole self.
That's the one that I have. That's
the
one that I was
laughing
at.
Is that serious?
Yeah.
He novocaines his whole self. He novocaines his... Well, go ahead then. I don't I didn't know this would transfer.
Here it is.
Translate.
So.
Anyway, that didn't... Sorry if you're in your car and you're like, what the hell?
It's funny listening to him. It,
sure. No, that's it's funny that that one stands out to you. That was that's one I thought of too. And they
by the end, he's novocained his head, his butt, his I think he's
and
he's,
this poor guy's just what it's Harvey Korman too, who's holding a straight face in that one. He's the patient in that one. He passed away actually. Harvey Korman died. I want to say 08.
Yeah, 08.
So there were they actually talked a lot about. So it was Carol Burnett, Vicki Lawrence, Harvey Korman. Lyle Waggoner, remember
yes,
him?
Yes, he was on there.
He was on there. And Tim Conway was just quietly sort of the superstar of that program. Although, you know what? They were.
They all were.
It was the
ensemble
whole
cast.
Ensemble.
Yeah.
He had classic characters on the show, including Mr. Tudball and The Oldest Man. He did a string of comedies later with Don Knotts, including The Apple Dumpling Gang and its sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying here, the highly underrated murder mystery Private Eyes.
He also was Dorf.
He was Dorf on Golf. I think he did like a series of sports things. Wasn't that the one where he was kneeling in a pair of shoes?
He was on his knees. The shoes were. He was on his knees in shoes. So when he would fall backwards, it would look like he'd fallen over at the ankles, and then he could get right back up. It's just a. It's really dumb, but you couldn't really watch it without giggling a little
right.
bit. Like, oh, God.
Well, he just was, and he had this bad toupee on.
Right.
Did you grab any other clips that you want to get to? Okay. Carol Burnett issued a statement saying, I'm heartbroken. He was one in a million, not only as a brilliant comedian, but as a loving human being. I cherish the times we had together, both on the screen and off. He'll be in my heart forever. And Vicki Lawrence said, by the way, how old is Carol Burnett now?
Oh, gosh, if he was 85, she's probably up there, too.
They're all... Boy, that show was a long time ago. Vicki Lawrence said, who was on... She was on... She had her own spinoff sitcom, Mama's Family, later.
86, Carol Burnett.
86. Vicki Lawrence said, I'm so lucky to have ever shared a stage with him. Harvey and Tim are together again. The angels are laughing out loud tonight. So, and there were tons of tributes.
The Carol Burnett Show is on. I see it all the time on MeTV. Yeah, it airs all the time. But they put out a statement that they're going to be doing, let's see, a special tribute that's going to air Monday, May 20th through Friday, May 24th with his most memorable performances.
Funny. You know, whenever I think of the Carol Burnett Show, I think of the send-up they did of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, that's what I think of, too. That green dress,
dude,
the curtain.
That was freaking genius. That was really long, too. Like, they basically acted half the movie out,
yeah.
You know? It was really... Really funny and good. Anyway, rest in peace. Tim Conway passed away yesterday at the age of 85. I recapped. Did you see that?
Yeah,
who are they
good.
Talking about? Well, we're talking about Tim Conway. Good. I only have a couple minutes to do this. I'll squeeze this all in. The upfronts are happening this week. This is when the TV networks roll out all their upcoming programming for the fall season. It can be, I think these are sort of fun. I'm always interested to see, you know, what ideas made it past the executives and got into production. So ABC revealed their schedule for the upcoming TV season yesterday. It features 6 new scripted shows, 4 dramas, and 2 comedies. And here are some of the highlights. There's a conspiracy thriller called Emergence, starring Alison Tolman from the first season of the Fargo TV series. Did you watch that first season?
I did. And it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then I fell off.
Yeah.
And that had Tom Hanks' kid, right?
Yes.
Colin Hanks.
Right. So I don't know who Alison Tolman was on that, or Tolman was on that particular season, but she's playing a police chief who discovers an amnesiac child at the scene of a mysterious accident. The kid can't remember
anything.
Yeah. Then there's a drama produced by 50 Cent. Or 50 Cent. He, by the way, I think the show, he produces another, he used to star on another show.
Power?
Yes. And that's ending pretty soon, too. He dropped off it, I guess, a while ago. He's had some creative differences.
And beef.
But anyway, he's got a drama he's producing. It's called For Life, and it's inspired by the true story of Isaac Wright Jr., a wrongfully convicted drug kingpin who was eventually exonerated and became a lawyer. Is this the guy who was studying law while he was in prison?
Probably. It happens all the time.
Then there's another Blackish spinoff. I did not realize that there's a spinoff called Grownish. Like,
It's already on?
It's on Freeform, which sounds like a web thing.
Mm.
But there is a spinoff called Mixed-ish. It's a prequel. It follows a younger version of Tracy Ellis Ross's character Rainbow Johnson in the 1980s when she grew up in a suburban mixed-race family. So kind of like young Sheldon. It's
all right.
Prequel. People love Black-ish.
Let the people choose, right?
Let them, exactly.
I know this show, Grown-ish.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit. What's the other one called? I'm sorry.
It's called Mixed-ish.
Mixed-ish.
Then there's a drama called Stumptown, which is, I guess it's an adaptation of a graphic novel, which is what Watchmen is, right? Is that on HBO? Kobe Smulders is
That's the chick from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
The brunette.
So she's the star of it, an Army veteran with a complicated love life, gambling debt, and a brother to take care of in Portland, Oregon.
She's also in the Avengers movies.
Oh, she's? Yeah, I feel like I hear Kobe Smulders' name all the time.
She's the right hand of Sam Jackson, like the woman who's, she's like, you know, Smulders, come here. Remember? Do you remember her?
No.
All right.
Nope. Then there's a there's a pretty standard sounding family sitcom. It's called United We Fall, and Jane Curtin of SNL fame is playing the live-in mother-in-law. Who doesn't want a live-in mother-in-law?
Mm.
Oh, Vinny.
I don't want one.
Oh, I thought you maybe had a question about
I don't want that.
Yeah. ABC ordered a revival of Kids Say the Darndest Things. Bill Cosby's busy right now, so Tiffany Haddish is going to host it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. What about Steve Harvey, Sarah?
Yeah, I don't know. He seems like he's not as busy as he once was.
Seems like he got blackballed or something.
It does. Well, he's still got Family Feud, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he lost two of the three shows, right?
And he still does the Miss Universe pageant, right?
I suppose.
Okay.
He screws up the winner of that.
And I'm sure he still has his tie line.
Oh, I'm sure the guy's making money.
I'm not worried about him eating. $60 million.
Oh, is that all? Poor.
Yeah.
In other ABC news, the network added 3 more years to Jimmy Kimmel's contract. They say that the Academy Awards will probably go without a host again because it was fine this year. Dancing with the Stars is coming back in the fall, but there's talk that they're going to mix things up with some changes to the format, which they need to do. That show is
stale.
Well, I mean, I watched the first couple seasons of it, and then I was like, what am I watching a dancing show for? I got other things to do.
Yeah, why are you?
I'm not anymore. But it's 100 seasons in or something now.
I never watch Kimmel. I know that's 3 people back that you mentioned.
Yeah.
But I love that guy.
He's so great.
And that bit, the 2 bits he did for the Tom Brady appearance. Mm-hmm. Did you like the one with the baby from Boston?
That was hilarious. Is that the one you sent me?
Yeah. Well, and it was sent to me. Someone sent it to me because they said, this baby mentions Bridgewater.
I know. Well, it was funny.
In his rap.
Because I didn't know. I think you said something about Bridgewater in the text you sent me. And you said, did you watch that? I forgot. So I put it on with my brother and my husband sitting right there.
Oh, they watched it too.
Oh, I put it on our little screen so that we could all watch it together. And we just howled. It was great. Kimmel's great. He's consistent. I love his politics too, so I have no problem watching that. And he's just a smart guy. And he is, I think, one of the best interviewers on television. Sometimes I watch an interview with people and I start to feel uncomfortable. He always seems not just prepared, but insanely relaxed. And he is a great conversationalist. Like he changes streams midway through. Like, oh, we're going to follow that. Like, you can really... I just really can relax when I watch him interview where, like, even Colbert, who I think is a very talented comedian, I don't think he's a great interviewer. And I get kind of uncomfortable watching his interviews sometimes. But Kimmel, I'll sit and watch him. He can interview a rock. I'd be like, tell me more, Rock.
Kimmel's pretty great.
I may get to a couple more things coming up because there's a couple interesting things like the Alec Baldwin show getting canceled. Hilarious. Was that even on? I don't remember that. But we're out of time. What's coming up, Vinny?
Storm Watch. Also, babies make the news.
Babies!
babies.
And more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello. Thanks for listening.
It's hump day.
And have we got some prizes for you today.
Do we?
We do. Jonas Brothers tickets right now. It's a hot ticket, Vin. Due to overwhelming demand, they've added a second Bay Area show for the Jonas Brothers. And all this week, we have your chance to score tickets to their December 12th show at the Oracle Arena. Right now, be caller number 9-800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets to the show. Lexi has another pair at about 11:30, and Jane has another pair at about 4:30. So listen to the Alice all the live long day. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. Call right now, 800-400-3697. We have tickets for the Jonas Brothers for caller number 9.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Coup. Stop by the Organic Coup for a new breakfast item.
Oh, my God. What is it?
Avocado toast.
I love avocado toast.
Of course you do. Everybody does.
It's like people are saying, oh, it's so trendy. I'm like, I don't care. Give me the avocado. Yeah, like because every place has it now,
yeah,
right?
And they're charging so much money for it. You know, right. Who won't like it is Vaughn.
Oh, Vaughn hates avo.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's weird. Weirdo. It's really weird. I ate a whole avocado yesterday for lunch.
Yum.
So good.
I had some avocado and turkey without the bread because I'd already eaten my bread. For the day.
How many points? How many points?
I didn't do the points, but I did. The points clearly make you aware that you shouldn't have any more bread today. Mm. Anyway, avocado toast.
Yum.
Now available at the Organic Coup. Stop by. It's at all Organic Coup locations.
Mm. A little coarse salt, some olive
oil,
and balsamic.
Delicious. Here's what's happening. I wanted to mention this if I could real quick, okay. And then I'll get to all the news of the day. So Grant Washburn is a local big wave hero. He surfs Mavericks, among other big waves around the area and the world. He put together a film on Greg Knoll, who is a big wave, a surfing pioneer from the 50s. I guess he found all this old footage from that time, from the 50s and 60s, of Greg Knoll. This famous big wave surfer.
And it's just been stored somewhere?
I guess so, but he put it together, and they're going to premiere this film. Grant Washburn's film will premiere this Friday in Santa Cruz. Mm. The Mermen are going to play after the movie premiere. So if you're into this, it's happening in Santa Cruz on Friday night. Doors open at 7, films at 8, the concert's at 9:15.
Oh, funny.
And this is at Coconut Grove, so you can go
What's that? What's Coconut Grove?
It's near the boardwalk.
Okay. Oh, is it a park or a
good sized place? Like
I've never been to it.
Kind of?
I have no idea. Right. But check it out. Lost and Found's the name of the film, and it's this Friday night. It's $20, it looks like. I know. I just got a weirdly Frankie, who we know because he takes pictures in the area, and he'd written me and said, "Hey, are you gonna go to this?" And I was like, "Probably." And then Peter Cook writes me and goes, "Hey, I got a ticket. You coming to this with me?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Wow, it looks like Friday night's going to be kind of happening." So
you bought tickets already? And Christina going to go?
I don't know. I haven't made my plans, but it's happening this Friday. Check it out in Santa Cruz. Lost and Found's the name of the film.
If what's the guy's first name? Noel? Greg?
Yes.
Noel is going to be there.
He is going to be there.
He's 82.
He is.
Oh my God.
He's a hero. He's a guy who, and the thing about the footage will be cool is it is a different time, man. 50s, 60s in Hawaii,
Super
and
8,
LA.
Baby.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's that weird, like never quite the exact right speed. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So check that out.
Coconut Grove looks like beautiful.
Oh.
Is it the boardwalk?
It's called Boardwalk's Coconut Grove.
Yeah.
It looks. Yeah.
So. That's this Friday night, everyone.
All right.
Three storms are headed our way, and it wasn't, as far as
Stop
I knew,
it.
It wasn't supposed to hit, it, but it rained on my way
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I had my wipers on the whole way in. It was slick.
They're saying it's going to be a doozy. Another big one. And they, I even heard we might get another foot of new snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll take the snow, but geez, keep your rain. God, enough rain. What are we, Oregon?
Speaking of, we played the Portland Trailblazers last night and won. The Warriors got a win last night, and next play Thursday.
What's
tonight,
Steph Curry's brother's name?
Seth.
Seth.
Seth. Oh, funny.
And they just love showing mom and dad in the different jerseys.
Oh, they're each wearing one?
Right. One's got a Blazer. Mom was wearing a Blazer jersey last night, but then, of course, Steph was on fire, and she's clapping for him. Even the announcers are like, Mom, you're wearing a Blazer jersey. Get it straight. Anyway, so that's Thursday night, the next game. And tonight, the Sharks play. Go Sharks.
Go Sharks.
I just thought I'd mention this since we mentioned it earlier, and it sort of goes with my next story. They did the draft lottery for the NBA last night, and the New Orleans Pelicans had a 6% chance of getting the number one pick, and they got it. They have the number one pick. Which leads me to my next story. The best states in 2019, according to U.S. News and World Report.
What are they ranking them on?
They rank them on
the best states.
Everything from education and healthcare to infrastructure and the economy. And the new state that's number one this year for the first time ever is
California.
Washington.
Oh.
And Washington's nice.
Yeah.
You'd like it.
No, the very limited time I've spent there, I went, wow, this is pretty. Mm-hmm.
The last place state
is Alaska.
No, Louisiana, which is
where
the number one draft pick in the NBA is likely to land. Louisiana.
Louisiana's the worst, huh?
According to this.
All right.
It's got nothing to do with me. I didn't pick this. Right. This is U.S. News and World Report, Louisiana.
Someone forward that to that Zion kid. He'll be thrilled.
I'm telling you, when you're a young man sitting there with all the world in front of you, but you're going to have to go with whoever picks you.
Yo, cross your fingers and hope for a good team to pick you.
I'm sure that was a wah, wah,
wah. Yeah.
Number two is New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, Vermont, Maryland, Virginia, Massachusetts, Nebraska, and Colorado. It's your top 10. Hawaii is ranked number one for healthcare. Massachusetts was ranked number one in education. Oregon got infrastructure. And Rhode Island ranked first in air quality and pollution.
Really?
You don't like it?
I'm just surprised to hear it.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I never go out into the wilds of Rhode Island, though. It's so tiny. I would hang out, you know, Providence and Cranston, their cities.
But you loved it.
It was fine.
You're from there.
I was born in Rhode Island, right. But I'm from Massachusetts.
Right.
I went to school, the 1 year of college I did, in Providence. Providence is just like, you know how like Philly was sort of a little brother,
yeah,
little sister city to New York? That's and like defensive about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how Providence is to Boston.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
A little bitchy about it. We got stuff, too.
We have stuff.
We go to the bathroom on toilets, too, here.
Yeah.
Punks. Fewer babies are being born. The birth rate has fallen again, even with the rebound to the economy, they're saying here.
Well,
birth rates reach record lows for women in their teens and 20s, leading to the fewest babies in 32 years.
Well, that's good news then, I guess.
Well, it does. One thing that's for sure that I really appreciate, because it often baffles me when people don't have money but keep having babies, and you go, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. These kids cost money.
Things. Go ahead and call them things.
Well, I was thinking of the stuff that you need in order to, you know, I mean,
if it was just the baby, it'd be fine.
Right.
You know, you can have one of those for free if you have it at your house, I guess.
So it shows some thought going into whether or not we can afford to have this baby right now. Can we deal with this?
Well, and you know, look, overpopulation is real. They are a lot of people on this planet. Pushing 8 billion now.
Well, right now they say the fertility rate at 1.7 births per U.S. women fell 2%, meaning the current generation isn't making enough babies to replace itself.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be fine. We're living so much longer. Plenty of old people around. Adopt an old person.
I think postponing motherhood is a big part of the issue.
Sure.
I think kids in their 20s are finding themselves saying, I can't.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
I can't afford a taco.
Yeah, let alone a baby.
I'm
a baby
hanging
taco.
Around waiting for someone to buy me a taco.
Right. Hey, join T-Mobile. You gotta have a cell phone, right? People find a way to have a cell phone.
Yeah, they do. All right, let me ask you a question.
I love questions. I have a game coming up for you later, too.
Oh, a game.
Yeah.
You ever been high on the doobie weed at work?
I'm going to say no to that.
In your whole life?
I can't think of a time.
As an employed human being.
Right. I would never get high at school either. I just couldn't do it. I could not be around people.
Hold on a minute. You never once got
stoned at school.
At high school.
Never. And I smoked all through high school, but I would never go to school stoned or smoke during school. I just couldn't do it. I can't be around people when I'm... I just knew that about myself.
All right.
I'm going to say I don't think so, but I'm betting you have.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I really like to smoke pot as a high school and college person, right. And some of the jobs I took because I could
be stoned,
high.
Right.
Like, I worked at a car wash. I don't like cars, and I don't like washing cars, but I did it because no one was going to sweat me about
how you look on my face. Screw up, you know, washing the car.
So I could be there all baked and just, I could even put on
music
the little
Walkman
and just get my towels and just be all baked and be all, here I go, and listen to punk rock and just dry cars and maybe get a tip if they felt
lucky.
It. But that was one of the reasons I had that job.
Yeah.
So, yes, I have been high at work. And not to try and be setting an example for anyone, but I did get high at school, too.
Yeah. You've even been high at work?
I'm sure I have.
Really?
Not this job, but...
No, I mean, I haven't done it.
Over the
jobs
years.
That matter to us. We don't do that.
Like, definitely. In school.
Really?
I'd smoke before I went to school. I'd come home on break about 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock break.
And then go back to school, come back for lunch around noon.
Oh, my
get
God.
Get high again.
Can you see?
Jesus, you guys.
I know you have the computer. Can you see if Ace Donut in Irvine, California is still there? Man, that was our 10 o'clock break.
I am going to drive by that.
We didn't drive. We would just walk over or skateboard over, but there was probably some pot and hail. Yes, we would inhale.
Heritage Plaza, Culver Drive.
Yeah. It's still there.
Uh-huh.
Ace Donut is
put that
still
down
there.
On the list of places I have to go visit from Vinny's childhood when I go to Irvine this summer.
Right. I can't believe it's still there. That's 30-something years ago, right?
Yeah. More like 40.
Almost 40.
Right.
Wow. Ace Donut is still there.
That
unbelievable.
Listen, when you have
does
good
it
donuts.
Look the same? Are you showing them the plaza?
I don't even remember. I know the plaza for sure, but.
So that was near your high
that's
school?
That's where, right near the high school. We'd go there.
I'm going to need to know the name of your high school. I like that.
I'll get you all that.
I want your home address.
Your boy's going to be in the area where I grew up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what part of Irvine, but he spent his whole
he's
summer
in a
there.
UCI's a. Oh, well, he's not at UCI. Mm-hmm.
He's not at school.
Right. I got you. Yeah.
He's at his internship.
Anyway, according to a new study, 16% of people have been high on weed at work.
How many? 16?
16. That's not that much.
No. Bryn, you ever been high at work?
I used to work at a cannabis club.
Oh, so yeah. I'm not even going to ask,
you
Vaughn.
Did?
Yeah.
Vaughn.
Back in the day, like
have you,
know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the 16%, over a quarter of them say hi every day.
Oh, every work. Day.
Every day. Or at least a few times. A few times a week. All right, well, and I would imagine now with legalized weed, people are feeling...
Stepping out back, hitting a vape pipe.
Feeling right. Free, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Although, you know, I'm pretty sure your boss doesn't want you to be stoned at work. Unless your boss is stoned, too. Sometimes that happens, you know.
Yeah.
Bad influence boss.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
We beg you. Be safe.
510 says, let me do this one first. They're both 510. Rest in peace, Tim Conway. I got a chance to see Carol Burnett at the Paramount.
Oh,
Wow.
And she spoke about the magic of the show and the cast and the dentist skit at her show last year.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, and they were the best years. They were a family, and she showed that dentist skit at her show last year. The dentist skit, it stands out to me. I don't know why that one above.
It just got dumber and dumber, right. but funnier and funnier.
The dentist routine doesn't work well on radio, super visual. For radio, the elephant bit works best.
Oh, grab the elephant bit.
All right. And I realize a lot of young people aren't going to know him. He didn't stay active in his later years, right. But as TV in the 70s, he was a star.
Yep, huge star. And I think that it was just, that's why I thought it was so nice to hear Bryn sitting over there laughing as he's watching the clips. I could hear him kind of like chuckling and laughing at stuff. And I just thought, yeah, you know, this good comedy is good comedy. You know, sometimes things are super dated but he was just hilarious.
Right. Well, I think often like political comedy, you have to know the times to be there to understand the.
Right.
But physical humor usually is just like, that's babies laugh at physical humor.
Yep.
Oh, that guy got clipped on the head. Right. That's hysterical. Hey, Herman.
Oh, Herman.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried a cupping massage for your back?
I have.
And?
It's okay. Doesn't do what I need it to do, but it feels nice.
Oh. What do you need it to do?
The spine is out of alignment, and so I just have to. There are things that can be done with lasers and stuff that can reduce inflammation and help everything kind of.
You
slowly.
Want it to naturally go back.
I do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. What's
Open
coming up?
And pray. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Prayers. Thoughts, good prayers. Thoughts to the universe.
Well, what's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.